This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Democrats are divided on a new bill that would change how restaurant workers are paid in the state. CPR News, Haley May.
The proposal would lower the hourly pay rate for tipped employees in cities with higher minimum wages, like Boulder and Denver, so workers statewide would make $11.79 plus tips an hour. Proponents say it would help restaurants by reducing labor costs, but in Denver specifically, it could mean about a $4 pay cut for people like bartenders and baristas. Denver City Council is against it. Member Sarah Parody.
I am astounded and, as a local legislator, insulted by the idea that the state of Colorado would force its biggest and most expensive city to directly cut worker pay by thousands of dollars per year.
Meanwhile, the mayor's office says it wants the bill to advance and to be used to give cities autonomy on tipped wages. Haley May, CPR News.
The Denver Federal Center will soon lose its electric vehicle chargers. CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
There are 22 charging stations at the Federal Center campus in Denver's western suburbs. But CPR News has seen an internal email from federal officials saying that many of them will be shut down by next week, and the rest will go once contracts are canceled. The email says the charging stations are not, quote, mission critical. The Trump administration has also ordered federal employees to go back to the office, but it appears those that drive EVs won't be able to charge up at work. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Mostly clear tonight in Denver with a low of 20 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 50. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.